right here. Just pay attention to us.
The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Was that vanilla enough for you?
Wow. Listen, well, first of all, we started before we lost it. We're starting again. The first time we did it, Chris said the body, which is that a reference from something?
Well, it's not a, it's like the body. It's like the body is here.
Okay. Oh, like the body? I actually don't get it. Maybe that's why when Mike roared from laughter, I went, what's going on?
Like you would somebody, like somebody who has an amazing body walks into a party. You're like, the body is here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you've got to
get out more.
Broaden
what
your
were you
going to
say? Broaden my horizon. Okay, well, I mean, even then, the body, it's just like, I was like, I didn't get it.
Well, some people did.
I know. And I was just wondering what was going on in the room.
See, anyhow, it's brave to, when I'm the type of person brave. That if I don't get a reference, but everybody else laughs, I'm just like.
Oh, well.
You know.
Yeah. And I'm the type of person that's like, I don't get it. Why can't
I know
I want to laugh?
That's what you are.
Well, because I want to laugh. I'm just going. Did you guys think that meant something else?
Have you ever laughed, though, after somebody explains it?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know.
Give me a time.
Sometimes when someone explains it, I'll be like, that is funny. That's laughing for me. I don't really laugh like from a joke. That's why I like being goofy. I laugh from people being goofy. I don't laugh from like joke setup punch. You know, I just don't laugh from that. Because I'll be like, whatever, we got it.
Oh, you don't laugh at jokes?
No. I laugh at like...
That's new. I've never known you not to laugh at jokes.
Maybe I do laugh at jokes. I don't know. I actually don't know. All right. Well, I'm leading today, if anyone's wondering. So buckle up, hold tight. And I'm just trying to get us moving. How have you been?
We'll
How's
be here
life?
For 3 days.
I know. How's your life?
I'm good.
Anything going on?
No, I saw you yesterday.
I know. You guys, I have to say, we had so much fun yesterday. We watched two incredible Hallmark movies.
One incredible, one decent.
Okay, yeah. One incredible. What was the first one?
You know, I don't
what
know.
What was it? Yeah, it was, oh, the Christmas calendar?
No.
No.
I literally told you I watched that movie. Oh, I'm surprised okay. You remember it.
Thank you. The Christmas.
What was it about?
Ice?
No, that was the second
the
one.
Oh, the ice carving.
That was the second one.
That was
one.
The second one? The ice carving one was hilarious. Okay,
a woman
the first
who was
one's
obsessed
with the blonde.
With ice sculpting.
The first one was with the blonde. The blonde who's with that guy. Oh, they do the float.
The Christmas parade.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Oh my God. They were trying to save this art center. And the woman was like, we have to raise 15.
But she was famous.
Yeah. She was a news anchor. And she was like, we have to raise $15,000. And everyone was acting like $15,000. They were like, how are you ever going to do that?
And then the second movie, they also had to raise $15,000.
Yeah. Like the writer was like, I can't imagine having $15,000, which does mean he was getting paid like $7,000 per script, which is sad when they do that.
Well, I'm sure they pick an amount that's like logical for the town.
For the town.
Like, they're not right. going to be like, we need $100 million for right. the ice sculpting contest.
Yeah. Listen, you and I were really talking about the fact that, can you imagine an ice sculpting contest costs $15,000? What do
I
you need
understand.
Other than ice? The supplies are brought, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, where's the money going? But that wasn't the qualm. The qualm of it was, but no. So we had a really nice night. We watched two really great Christmas movies. And we came up with a new segment.
And Jesse didn't put out.
I never put out. Everybody knows that. I'm a big old tease.
I sat through two Hallmarks and didn't get a lick of... I won't even...
Oh, good for
I meant it in the way of like a lick of... peanut butter, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where someone's like, oh, there wasn't a lick left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I realized that if I finished the sentence, it would come out different.
So it was fun.
Gross.
Gross. Disgusting. Who's hooking up during movies?
I think a lot of people.
I'm kidding. Yeah, that's normally the
what's the weirdest movie you've ever
hooked up during?
Yeah.
I remember one time this guy was like, I really want you to watch this movie. And I told him I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, okay, this must be a really great movie. Like within 2 minutes, I was like, so you don't want me to watch the movie? Like I was so confused. And I did, this was a few years ago, but I didn't want to hook up. But I did because I was like, whatever.
Was he, did he really want you to watch that movie or was he just like, let's watch a movie?
No, so I guess he, that's what I'm saying. I thought that he wanted me to watch this movie and I was like ready to like, you know, theorize after. Mm-hmm. And then within 5 minutes, I said, I guess we're not going to be having a discussion after.
What was the movie?
I don't remember because I really didn't get to watch it. At like the end of the night, he was like, you should really watch it. And I was like, you took
I
that
hooked up during
a
Home Alone 2 last holiday
what?
Season. And The Muppets Christmas.
I've never been more turned on in my life.
But it
a
was
man
like,
who can hook up during those, that's a keeper.
But
if
now,
you ask
yeah,
me.
But
no, it's a keeper.
It, like I'm like now Home Alone 2, which is one of my faves.
Of course.
But now I'm like I'm always gonna equate that now.
No, I hooked up one time during Hook. It's my favorite movie.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like
it was during
bad.
The mermaid
it's not
part.
Like someone that I like have like bad
yeah, that's
feelings
good.
Towards.
What part in the movie?
So it didn't like ruin
what,
it.
What part in the movie?
We knew what was happening the second we turned that movie on.
So was it pretty quick?
It was like a throughout kind of situation.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I just always wonder what the parts are in the movie. Like normally for me, if someone on screen is kissing, I'll be like, huh.
Well, it was Home Alone 2, so not
that's
a whole
what I'm
lot
wondering.
Of making out.
I'm like, was it when the Wet Bandits came out? You guys were like, Wet Bandits?
No, like we were like, let's, the underlying tone of the evening was let's turn on a movie whilst we hook up.
Oh, that's fun. And that's
it was
so
like
fun.
Midnight.
That was the I'm crying.
Like it was
and
like
the
drunk
Muppets,
after a date.
I love that because that means you're making out and you're hearing like, here comes your good gentleman, your great. Like, and that's hot. That's powerful.
Yeah, it was actually fun.
I'm jealous sitting here.
It was a fun evening.
Honestly,
call me.
Would do it again. You call me.
Yeah, would do it again.
Reach out.
Forget
it. Find someone new. Who knows? Who
but knows? Anyway.
But anyhow, God, that's fun. I miss hooking up with movies. You know?
No, I'm perfectly content in
just
my
watching
life.
Watching them.
I feel so fulfilled. And
stop it.
If I never get touched again, it'll be too soon.
I was watching Eartha Kurt. No.
What?
What's her name?
Eartha Kitt?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eartha Kurt.
Sorry. I'm bad with names.
Where were you watching Eartha Kitt? I find this hard to believe.
Hold on. I was going to say that she has a lot of interviews where she's like, men, I don't need men. Men can die. Like, she's very, like...
Yeah.
Which I love. What a way to be. But it looked like the media back then was, like, dumbfounded by her, which is what's so funny. They're like, you've only been married once. She's like, and that's enough.
See, but this is someone who... People will be like, oh, my God, I've been single for so long. They never really have.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I hate people that are like, I don't need men. And I'm like, you literally were hooking up with a guy last night at the bar.
Yeah, that's
I
weird.
Saw you doing that. And now today we're having this conversation where you're like, I don't need a man at all. I'm perfectly content with my girls. And
you're
then
right.
Cut to that evening. I'm going to meet up with Brandon. He's at the...
A lot of people don't have the superpower that you and I have, which
I
is...
I do have it. Like, I'm like,
it's
no,
a
no, no.
Yeah.
I have like next level ability.
Yeah.
To
just...
Ice it out.
Me too.
Like I can kill that side of me very easily.
It lives in a closet and it is not for resuscitation.
Yeah. It is behind the Christmas decorations. You have to move boxes to get to it.
Yeah, I get it. I feel like it is a skill and some people don't have it because when they say they have it, like it's the people that, you know, after 2 weeks, they're like, I'm sort of seeing someone. You're like, what?
No, literally. People who are always like, you know what? I'm going to be single. This is going to be the summer of Jessica.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be single all summer long. Cut to in 2 weeks. You know that? Remember that guy, Steve, that worked at the bank?
Yeah.
He's taking me out for ice cream. It always starts with ice cream. Yeah, straight people like, love going out for ice cream.
And you're like, okay, but just remember, you're going to be single this year. They're like, oh my God, yes, of course. I just, what am I not going to date? I'm sure it'll just be like an ice cream, one scoop and over.
And also I'm like, and I know that you don't have any body issues because you're going out for ice cream. Yeah. I'm like, you want to take me out for ice cream so you can see the little piggy eat? Like that.
Oh God. Oh God.
Yeah, gotta work through some issues, I
guess. Yeah. I love an ice cream date.
You would though.
I know. I think it's fun. The only thing I have
you
to be
can turn,
of,
you spin, like people will be like, we're actually gonna go walk through mud, and you'd be like, okay. Oh my God, this is so magical. Like you're able to
honestly, if a guy has all plan, I'm like, look at you planning. Look at you.
That is so, I love that. I love a take charge.
Me too. That's why if he's like, I thought we'd just walk through leaves. I'm like, oh, you did you? You'd love that, wouldn't you? You want me to frolic in the leaves?
And he's like, why are you taking your clothes off?
And I'm like, we're fucking in these leaves.
I thought we were fucking in the leaves.
Yeah, I love a man who can take charge and has a plan. Pretty much if he has a plan, so do I.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My plan is to keep you. Yes. And it's never worked.
Oh God. But other than that, good?
Good what?
Like just in life, you're thriving?
Yeah, I'm great.
I love that. You're traveling a lot.
How are you? I haven't traveled in a while.
I don't think that's true.
When's the last time I traveled?
Like last.
You literally have traveled.
I also did travel. You're right. I did. So what?
I feel like you travel a lot.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
You do. You travel a lot for someone that says they don't travel a lot.
You're right.
Like you do a lot of content that's like, I am never at the airport. Something about me. I hate the airport and I never am there. And I think maybe because I'm so rarely at the airport, I just don't understand the customs of the TSA. And it makes me so nervous. Cut to a week later. You guys, as you know, I'm never at the airport. But today at LaGuardia, when I was going on a last minute 6 week trip.
Oh my God. That is my content. I'm always like, I never go for walks, but here we are walking. I mean, I
never do crafts. I hate crafts and I hate dollhouses, but here I am with 16 dollhouses.
I guess I just get scared to do things. I get in these ruts where I'm like, you have to do it. Every time I go to the airport, I literally am so stressed. I've blacked out and forgotten any other time I've been at an airport. And that's just the truth. So sue me.
But
that's so funny. That's so me. I don't know why or how. I don't know why or how.
Have you ever had like an actual bad experience traveling? Besides the fact that during COVID?
Yeah, when I was trapped in another country. Yeah, that was hard. When I was in Ireland just studying like abroad, I almost missed our flight. It wasn't that big a deal, but you know, like I thought I was going to die.
If you missed your flight?
Yeah, which is all funny because it's wrapped up in money. Like, that's what it's wrapped up in for me. I'll be like, it's $200. Like, I'll lose all this money. And I'm like, relax. But I'm tense about that stuff, like big time tense. And I get like scared at the airport that like something will happen. One time I showed up and literally a school of students got in front of me to check their bag. And I was about to pass out.
I would have been like, no.
Yeah, but no. I just
I grew
shocked.
Up and my dad would cut off funeral processions driving. That's... And I'd be like, Dad, that is a funeral procession. He's like, you want to wait?
Yeah. God, that's so funny. Yeah. Luckily, this woman was like, you can come with me because I looked like I was going to blow a gasket, like blow an actual gasket. What's a gasket? I don't know, but it was about to blow.
It's like a mechanical thing, I believe.
It really is mechanical. And a lot of it's mechanical.
I think it, like, you know, I think it's something.
I actually
like
think it is something like that. Thank you for knowing that. What were we talking about? Just me, my social media presence, which is I'm sporadic. I still don't know who I am on social media. Sorry. I literally don't know who I am on social media. I show up on social media and I go, who is that?
I feel like you post a lot.
Thanks. I'm trying.
On TikTok.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't know anyone there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Instagram, those are all like people I've known from high school and college. And TikTok, I'm like, I don't know these people. I literally don't know them. Who cares? I'm finding myself.
I feel like looking back, it was I used to post like I feel like I kind of always have posted the way that I did. But it was insane that I used to do that when I had like less than 1,000 followers. And I would post things about like kids that I pretended to have.
Yeah. You've always been silly and goofy.
And living in a fake reality that I make up in my head wishing it was true.
Yeah, and I love that. That's so
me
fun.
Me too.
I think it's fun. You live your best life.
Well. I pretend to live my best life.
Me too. I'm pretending. But I think it's coming true. Day by day. Day by day.
All right, I guess I'll lead.
I'm really sorry. I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm trying.
Okay, guys. So we came up with a new segment.
I am excited for this.
Yesterday we were watching a movie and we said, you know what's weird?
Yeah.
We've never done anything about QVC, and it seems very on brand.
We're like, that feels illegal. Like, I will say this right now. I'm gonna put this in the universe. QVC's missed its two best hosts. Literally missed it.
I mean, I think it would just be a blast. So what we're gonna do,
yes,
is Ronnie is gonna give us any product, anything
any product
at all.
Okay. And we're gonna see how long we can go.
Any product at all. And we're going to try our best to sell it.
Okay. This is QVC. Here we go.
QVC. How about glasses that turn into sunglasses?
Transition frames.
Incredible.
Transition frames.
Can I tell you something?
I'm listening.
Can I tell you a story? So I'm walking down the street the other day, and I don't know if you know this. I have personality glasses. Okay. Glasses that I got to sort of have a personality, make my face look a little smaller. Mm-hmm. And also just like, you know, that old woman who has the fashion sense, Ira or something. Iris.
Let's not name names.
But she just inspires me. OK, so I'm wearing glasses like her to just kind of feel that vibe. And I'm really feeling myself. I'm walking outside and all of a sudden I'm squinting.
Yeah.
I'm losing my look because I'm squinting. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm fumbling because I'm trying to find my sunglasses, right? I'm like, where are they? I always put them in the wrong department in my little purse. You know what I mean? Yep. I can't find them. I'm squinting. Someone walks past me, takes a picture. And I go, that's not a good picture. And then what this next product is going to blow your mind. Because what if I told you never had to fumble like that again?
I would love to know how. I mean, the product that we're featuring, I think, has been used for decades.
But never like this.
It's been a very popular product for high schoolers, middle schoolers, I think, construction workers.
Okay.
I remember my brother had a pair.
But they looked ugly before.
Well,
right?
Of course.
They looked ugly before. No, everyone, the science behind them was accurate, but the fashion was behind. Can we agree on that?
Well, it was it was also the lenses themselves. I think the technology just hasn't caught up. They would stay sort of still into a sun glass even when walking into a room. So then you have people would be like, are those transition lenses? And that's an embarrassing thing to have.
It was.
But now with the Super 8 transitions lenses, because the people who own Super 8 Motel invented them.
Incredible.
And not only are they fashion forward.
Exactly.
But they're quick changing.
And what does that mean? Because a lot of people might go, quick changing. I'm picturing someone taking off a shirt. putting another one on, doing a quick change at a show.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because it almost is like that.
Really?
Only the lenses are wearing the shirt.
Wow.
If you will.
Yeah.
So they walk outside, they pop the shirt on.
Okay.
They walk back inside, the shirt pops right off.
And how long does that take, say?
Oh my God. I don't have a brain to compute how quickly
sure,
it is.
Sure.
Because it is, it's fractions, it's almost, fraction of
is
a
it
second.
Fractions of
fractions
a second.
Fractions of a second.
Wow. That's fast.
And so you no longer have to look like a dweeb.
Exactly.
To save your eyesight, you know?
Because your eyes are so important.
You can look cool and you can also, you can,
look
you know,
fierce.
Look fierce.
Isn't that the truth?
Which is why we have our Super 8 transition lenses.
And I'm sure you're thinking, because I know I was thinking, I bet I can't afford it. That's what I was thinking. I was going, listen, my sunglasses were what, 82, 83? I got them at Nordstrom Rack, but they were up there. They were designer. And my glasses, well, to get the right lenses with, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's still, now we're adding another. And I went, there's no way I can afford these glasses. There's no way. But what if I told you? Okay, for three easy payments of $25.95?
Yeah, I believe.
It sounds wrong
because it's so low.
I know. You can get it. Yeah,
which, so, I mean, what is that? That's like a little bit over $82.
Something like that. I mean, a steal.
With tax also.
With tax.
And we love to support our country.
Oh my God, you have to tax. When they don't add the tax, when I go to Delaware and they go no tax,
it.
I say take it.
You
and we want to donate to the government.
I saw potholes out there.
Absolutely. Let's get these
Who's
roads
Who's paying
moving.
The police?
No one.
Who's paying the fire department?
I don't know who.
That's why we add a 5% tax each product in addition that goes directly to our first responders.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who got us through COVID.
Oh my God, COVID.
The hard times.
Hard times. There's never a hard time you're going through that a first responder isn't there going, are you okay?
Never. No. Not me. Well, except for my parents who did die brutally in that car accident.
I'm so sorry about that.
But they, with that money that was left to me,
That's
I was
right.
able to develop our next product.
This next one?
Yeah. Our producer, Ronnie. Ronnie?
Okay. Five finger shoes.
I was going to say milkshake machine.
Okay.
A milkshake machine.
A milkshake machine.
An at-home milkshake machine.
Yeah.
You know what I love?
You better tell me right now.
You know when you go to a diner?
I love a diner.
It's a diner. It's midnight.
It's midnight?
Yes. You're
I'm
on
out
your
late?
Way home.
You oh,
just,
okay.
You've just, you know, you're a little tipsy.
Good for me.
And you drove and you need to sober up.
Real quick.
And so you go and you get a grilled cheese.
Love a grilled cheese.
You get some
cheese.
Fries.
Damn.
And
good
you
for
say,
me.
You know what would be delicious?
I don't.
A black and white milkshake. Okay, I know it's like chocolate, but not all the way.
No, it's not.
Sort of like if you put chocolate milk into a milkshake, you know.
Oh
and I say,
God.
I want a black and white milkshake, and then the waiter says, "I'm so sorry, our milkshake machine is down."
Can I tell you something? McDonald's milk. Everyone who has an ice cream machine, they just love to have it go down.
McDonald's is being sued for that.
Good.
On a heavy level by the McFlurry
I'm
people.
I'm part of that. Good for them.
Because they proved that they lied like 40 million times or something. But we can't. McDonald's is a sponsor.
Of course, we love McDonald's. But I'm saying a lot of ice cream machines go down. Okay.
Exactly.
Go down.
Nobody wants to go through the process of making a milkshake.
Nope. No, no one wants to do
it. It takes a lot of ice cream scoops. You have to have strong forearms.
Sure, sure, sure.
It takes a lot. And as frail women, we sometimes have a hard time digging the ice cream we need for. I try knives. That's how I ended up in the ER. Thank God for our first responders.
Of course.
And
I'll
so,
normally go down to the firehouse and ask somebody, but sometimes they say they're busy.
They get
right
annoyed.
Now.
They say there's a fire.
It's like,
I say there could be a fire.
In my pants.
In my pants, if you get this milkshake together. And so with the new milkshaker, the new milkshaker, the at-home milkshaker, 5,000.
Yeah.
You can take that delicious diner milkshake and you can make it in your car. On the way to the diner,
mean?
On the
what
way home,
you
can make it at home.
No.
You can make it at the grocery store.
This is portable?
It is a portable milkshake machine. Okay, what you're gonna do? It looks almost like this, yeah, like a bottle.
Let's
if you
make
will.
It a bottle. It looks like a bottle.
Okay, you're gonna put ice like cream up to about here. Okay. You're gonna fill it to the ice cream line, clearly marked.
Oh yeah, it does say ice cream. Perfect. It's
and if you'll notice, the lines have normal, thick, extra thick.
Ooh.
Concrete.
Oh, concrete. I'm going to go concrete.
Okay,
myself.
So you want a concrete. So you're going to fill it with ice cream to here.
You got it.
You're going to top it off with milk. Any milk of your choice.
I'm going to go almond because I have a sensitive stomach. I'm making a milkshake, but I have a sensitive stomach.
Well, the concrete is loaded with dairy. So perfect. I will say if
perfect.
And you can even put a couple lactate pills right
in
there.
I might. Okay, so
and
then
you
what?
Simply screw on the top.
Okay.
And you just shake.
Shake it?
You shake it.
Get out of here.
And shake it.
And shake it some more.
And about 45 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. You remember those shake weights?
Yes,
I'm
going to
be ripped after this. This is really working some of those muscles up for me. When I go to the gym and my trainer says, lift this, I go, no. And this is the muscles that he wants me to be working. So mm-hmm. I can feel my bicep bulging.
Okay. You can get bulging biceps.
That's right.
And after about 45 minutes,
yeah.
You're going to pop out the portable straw.
Okay, here I go.
And slurp it up.
That's concrete.
How is that?
That is concrete.
You can turn it upside down and it's not going to pour out. Okay.
Look at that.
And due to a pending legal battle with Shake Shack.
Oh my God.
We might have to change the name from concrete to cement.
Okay,
like that.
Well, semantics. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Something like this, I mean, if I'm a guessing woman, I'm going to say it's got to be $500 because when you get a machine, and you know, I got one of the banana machines that you put frozen bananas in, it makes ice cream. I don't know if you saw those. $500, you know? And I had a friend who got it. It was really fun. But at the same time, I'm going, I can't spend that much.
What does it do?
It's like a banana. You can put any fruit in there, but you put frozen banana or frozen fruit and it makes it into yogurt.
Gross. Do you have to add a?
No.
So what wouldn't it just be?
It's like, yeah, but it like makes it come out in a way that looks like yogurt. It's incredible.
Interesting.
Thank you. But it was $500, and I don't know how much this is, but I'm going to guess it's in that area.
Well, no, which is surprising. How much? Let me ask you a question. Okay. How much do you spend on a milkshake?
I'm going to go, you know, $9.50.
At least. Let's round up to $10.
Let's go up because if I'm getting the large, which I'm going to for economic reasons.
So let's say $15 for a typical diner milkshake.
Okay, great.
And how many of those are you getting in, let's say, a week?
A week? At least 7.
So let's do, what's 15 times 7?
15 times 7, that
is, hold on, let me
105.
See.
105.
Is that true?
Is that true?
I think so.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm a dildo.
Is that true?
No, it's 95, right?
Fuck you. Is it?
70.
105.
I think I was right. It's 105.
It's 105.
Sorry.
It's 105. Listen, sorry. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
That's right.
And so what did we say? 105 milk. So that's
$105.
What's Ronnie, if you have your calculator there, could we do 105 times 52?
Wow.
Mike's on it.
5,460 dollars you're spending on milkshakes every year.
I'm embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed. Wow.
With the milkshaker.
No.
It is 5 easy payments of $49.95.
Well, that's a steal.
5 easy payments, $49.95 milkshakes for a lifetime.
I'm gonna
How long have you been alive? 35 years?
Thank you for saying
could
that.
Could we do 5,500 what was it?
5,460.
Let's do 5,460 and we'll times that by 35.
Now I'm gonna know I really mismanaged. I really mismanaged. How much would I pay? How much money would I have? I'm upset.
$191,000 you spent on milkshakes in your lifetime.
That's a college degree.
From a very good school.
That's It's a master's even.
You could have gotten a decent house in the Midwest.
Oh my God. It'd be appreciating. I'd be a millionaire.
And I mean, you take the bus to work.
You know, you could have
bought a car with all the money you spent on milkshakes.
Sure, sure. That's upsetting. I'm mad.
Do we have one more product?
One more product. How about flavored spray cheese?
Oh boy. Oh boy. Now, you know, I have a little bit of a sensitive stomach with the lactates and stuff like that.
Well,
you know that about me because I've ruined his bathroom. Now, but we have hung out, you and I. And
once.
We're not going to.
It was the holiday Christmas party.
But we really had so much fun. And we were bonding. Yes.
I like to keep business and work separate.
Of course.
But, I mean, work and home separate.
Yeah.
And also your ex-husband is my current husband.
Right.
So we do try to.
You know. How is he? No. I'm going to stop asking that. But so we
He's
love
good.
You and I, Izzy.
He's lost weight.
Okay. Careful. Because he lost weight on me. And that's when he found you. So just
keep
an eye.
I'm content.
Keep an eye. So you know me with my stomach. But the thing about me and my stomach is I'm not going to not have cheese. You know?
Oh, I know.
I'm not going to not have cheese.
We all know.
Everybody
she has a private
that.
Bathroom.
Yeah, for my cheese when it comes out. And it is painful. But it's also with guests coming over, you're not going to serve them crackers and no cheese. You're not going to do that if you call yourself a host. You know what I mean? And sometimes, and I hate to say this, but you don't know which of your guests wash their hands. You really don't. You really don't. And everyone on that cheese board, we're touching everything. And for sanitary reasons, I said, couldn't there be an easier way to get the cheese on the cracker or whatever it is? I've tried it on an apple. Not too bad. I need to show you this. This is called spray cheese. What is it? Charcuterie. What did you call it?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Okay. Charcuterie looks like a regular can of cheese, right? Just
it
your
does.
Regular can
it
of cheese.
It looks like a regular can of spray whiz.
Right. Now, if I hit this top button, throw your cracker up in the air for me. Hold it up. No. Sorry. Nope. Hold it still. Look at that. Loaded with cheese.
Wow. And what I do think one of the benefits that differentiates this from a traditional spray whiz.
Right.
Is, of course, the flavors.
The flavors!
The flavors of the spray
whiz. Let's go over.
Charcuterie spray whiz.
You wouldn't expect goat cheese to come out sprayed.
Well, goat cheese flavor.
Exactly.
It has all the lactose of regular spray whiz, but the taste
flavor.
Of goat cheese.
It's got goat cheese. It's got feta.
These are all types of cheese. Some things are also flavors.
Okay, like parsley. What are flavors? What are flavors?
The mint spray whiz
mint.
Is a perfect accoutrement to add for a dessert cheese, if you will.
Wow.
If you have sort of a chocolate graham cracker, you're going to want to use the mint spray cheese for a quick and delicious taste of elegance. The hazelnut flavored spray cheese is a perfect way to spice up your coffee and also your life.
Wow. That is so...
Pumpkin spice spray whiz. A classic this time of year. Something you can squirt right into a trick-or-treater's bag or right into your mouth from the fridge.
How exciting is that? And don't tell me that I haven't gotten a little sexy with this can. You know what I mean? Because I definitely think that if you're looking to spice something up...
Your sex life, okay?
Okay.
Which, that's why your husband came...
Okay.
To me.
Well, and that was before I was adventurous. I had never... If my husband said, could I eat food off of you, I would have said... I'm not a plate, you know? I really would have been offended.
He loves to eat food off of people.
He loves it. But now that I have the spray whiz, it's fun, it's easy, it's sexy.
It's fun, it's easy, and it's super cheesy.
And it is... I'm crying. Did you just come up with that?
Well, yes.
And each can runs you $22.39, which... For cheese?
20. And you can get a six pack, a multi pack with the six most popular flavors.
Yeah, you can.
With the most popular. There's
for
lemon.
100, which is incredible.
There's cheesecake, which is cheesecake in a can, essentially. You can just spray it directly into a pan, serve it as low as cheesecake.
That's incredible.
And you'll need a few cans to fill a whole cheesecake tin, but people don't tell the difference.
People don't tell.
We have mixed berry.
They can see it, but they don't say anything.
They have a stout flavored.
Stout.
Like a beer cheese, if you will. You can really dunk pretzels in that one. And there is, if you're trying to have a good time, 0.1% alcohol in it.
That is a good time.
And of course, there's the natural.
Well, the natural cheese.
Which tastes like natural.
It does taste natural, which is nice because if you're looking to eat clean, this
which
isn't
we're
not. Yeah, this is not what I would do. But if that's how you are, I love that for you. And that's that segment. I think it's a smash hit and I love it.
The transitions are better than transitions lenses. I'll say that.
Thank you for saying that. If you guys want us to do a certain product or thing,
or if you thought that was the dumbest shit you've ever heard, please let us know.
Okay,
let me know. Yeah, Jesse will.
I'll be upset.
Yeah.
You know, I really.
You can let me know because I will.
Read you what?
Not.
Respond.
Probably.
And good for that. Yeah, but at least someone will know. Someone will read your answers. You know what I mean?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
How long have we been going?
Yeah.
Okay, we have time.
All right. Tell me a secret.
Tell you a secret?
Tell me a secret you've never told anyone before.
Okay, the secret is you're going to start the Hallmark.
Oh, you want me to do a Hallmark? Great. The Hallmark movie of the
week. Do it.
You do?
Okay. Do it.
Okay. Picture this. A high powered.
What was the one we came up with yesterday? I feel like we came up with a good idea.
Was she a QVC host? I think that was the idea, right? A high powered QVC host.
We're really sticking to the brand.
This is the brand today. QVC host is walking through.
Where's your inspiration? Where'd you get the inspiration?
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere. And she's like, and that's the end of my segment. But it was so great to see you guys. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow where we start 12 days of Christmas. It's going to be banana cakes here. Bye-bye now. And we're out. And then she's like, somebody get me a vodka. She's really angry. She's walking through. Everyone's like, oh, my God, because.
What's she wearing?
She's wearing like a really kind of like tight, like blue dress. It's pencil skirtish. You know what I mean? And it's like she's got stiletto heels. It's very I am QVC. I am New York.
OK.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it turns out.
This is so far the.
Yeah.
Did we watch this movie together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the air, she finds out her fiance is cheating.
Jesse, you're just describing another movie that we just watched.
Well, that's just the start of it. I'm just getting into it
Down to the outfit.
Was it?
She was also wearing a tight blue pencil
skirt.
Okay,
and her hair is in a big bump.
Yeah, you can't just say another movie that we watched.
Why?
Because that's retelling a story.
It's just the beginning. A lot of them start with breakups. What? Hallmark doesn't start with a breakup.
Well, you can't do the exact same one that we just watched last night.
She wasn't QVC. She was a news anchor.
Who found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her live on air in a blue dress.
You say I can start it. You say I can start it.
I'm just trying to save us from a legal battle.
Okay, fine.
You can just change a couple of the details.
Okay, a high power.
Especially because recommended this movie before we started.
Would you like to start?
No, I think you can do it.
I can do it. Let me do it.
Okay.
Okay, did you not like QVC host?
No, I like QVC host.
Okay, a high-powered QVC host says, that's all, folks. Gets off the air. See you tomorrow for 12 days of Christmas. And my new dating segment, Finding Mr. Claus. Wait, we forgot about that. Remember when they were Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
Yeah.
In the movie?
Well, yeah.
It's so funny, you guys. Okay, sorry. So
try to not focus on this movie.
I'm trying. So then I get off. My producer, who is an uptight homo, comes up to me and says, I'm having trouble getting you people for the segment, okay? Just so you know, right now I've only been exclusively interviewing gays. And I go, what? Why would you do that? And you're like, sorry. So sue me. I'm trying to get a date or two out of it as well. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing. I don't want to go on live dates in my work environment. And you're like, what sells, sells, honey. And I say, fine. So then we go into my dressing room and you're like, tomorrow's the first date live on the air. You're going to talk about making these mini pizzas and you're going to make one.
I have to take a pill.
And you're going to make one with the guy that I'm bringing on. His name is Grant. And I'm like, Grant. And you're like,
what are you asking? That was part of the bit.
Oh, the bit? That is the bit?
Well, I was actually getting a pill, but I was just adding it in as a bit.
Oh, that's a funny bit. How many pills?
Okay, so the flaming homo, as yes. You called it, who talks like this, is doing interviews
right
for you to go on dates. A very atypical role for a gay person in a movie like this.
Yes.
We're breaking boundaries.
Just give it a sec, okay? And then, so then you and I are like, oh, let's get trashed tonight. We're like, let's just get trashed, okay? We bring in our assistant, Cynthia, who's 19, okay? Practically a child. Young. And we're like, hey, Cynthia, if you could just keep the vodka flowing, this is all part of the segment for tomorrow, okay? It's important that I'm trash. And she's like, I don't think that's part of mine. And we're like, just do it, okay?
We gave you a fake ID for a reason.
Exactly. We wake up. It's morning. I'm like, fuck. You're like, oh. And we're like, okay, I have to get ready to go live on the air with this guy, Grant. I'm like, I bet he's a loser. I bet he's a loser and a coward.
Jesus Christ.
And then this shadow sort of like comes out from behind, like, what is a picture, a poster of me?
Are we filming?
We're on the lot. We're getting to the filming place. We're getting to the lot where we're filming. I'm on my way. I'm being cranky. I've got sunglasses on. I'm drinking coffee. I'm like, I've never felt worse. And I'm sure this guy's a loser. And then this guy's like, it's actually pronounced Grant. And the shadow kind of like comes forward from behind my poster. From my poster. And me and the poster, I'm like 6 feet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a big poster of me. They were like, the bigger, the better. And they're really trying to like catch people's eye. You know what I mean? I don't love this picture of me, but it is the one they decided to blow up to 6 feet.
I decided. And
yeah. He's taller than the poster. Mm-hmm. He's taller than the cutout. And I'm like, you know, I'm still a little drunk if I'm being honest. And I'm like, God, he's tall. And you say, he's 6'3". And I go, how do you know that? And you said, that's part of my interview process. And I said, that's incredible. And he's like, well, this won't be fun. And I said, ooh, is that because I called you a loser before I met you? Like, we're still going to have fun. I meant that in like a loving way. And he's like, I've never known someone to say loser in a loving way. And I say, you've never met my mother. And
I say, you're ruining the segment. The segment is actually you two meeting for the first time on stage. And so now we're going to have to do some recasting because you are ruining what I had planned.
Oh, really?
that was the whole point of the blind 12 days of Christmas, 12 dates of Christmas. You're going to have a different date every day until the 24th.
Before we go out?
No, because it's a blind reaction is the idea.
Well, if I don't know what he looks like, how am I supposed to know who he is?
Because I say, here is your date in the segment. So the man revealed behind the curtain, generally speaking, that's how you would know that.
Oh, the guys. Okay.
Have you ever seen a blind dating show?
No. So Grant's like, oh, I'm sorry. So I can't do it anymore?
No.
And he packs his bag and leaves. And I'm like, God, Grant was cute.
And it was crazy that he was unpacked on the studio lot.
Yeah, well, he made himself at home. He's like, I'm like, why? What? Why do you have to do that?
Because you think you're this big superstar. You can just come in here and ruin what we have planned. So now you're stuck with what we have left.
Who's that?
And so cut to, we're filming montage day after day. Loser, 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 loser. No, nothing's hitting it off. You're looking more frustrated every day.
Yeah.
Weary every day. Weary. You look worse and worse and worse because you've been getting drunk after every horrible date you spend the whole time. It cuts to, it's the 2 days before Christmas.
Wow.
And I'm like, what's going on? You're not clicking with any of these guys.
I'm sorry, but there's not a spark to be had.
There was that other guy. What was his name?
Deb,
he was nice.
I didn't like him.
Why?
I thought he was nice, but I thought he was like...
He literally had a spark. He was a fire breather.
Right. I just like, that's not what I envision for myself.
Well, what does the queen envision for herself?
Someone with just like not a job where he blows fire.
Wasn't your ex-boyfriend unemployed?
Yeah, at least he had high standards.
But... He cheated on you.
Yeah, I don't know why you're bringing this up.
I'm just saying sometimes you don't make the best decisions for yourself.
You think I should be with Deb? Would you date Deb? Because don't set me up with someone you wouldn't date.
I'm behind the camera, honey. What I do is none of your business.
What? I thought we were friends.
I thought we were too. Okay? And then you have been shitting on my segment this whole time.
No, I haven't. I do your segment.
You come drunk. You leave drunk.
You're really upset?
You called that little guy a faggot yesterday.
Well, he was acting like it.
Because he liked musicals?
Yeah.
Because he said that his favorite movie was the Wicked musical that's not out yet?
Yeah.
I don't think that's gay at all. If that's gay, lock me up.
Well, you are gay.
And proud of it.
And I love it, too. I actually think you and him would make a cute couple.
He was a loser.
Well, I know, but at least he's gay.
And then as we're fighting, it's the last day, okay? And
okay.
So I'm like, we're going to be live in 5 seconds, so just shut the fuck up and grin and bear it.
I will take you out. Fine.
And then I open the segment. It's the guy from the first day. And I'm standing there like, you dumb bitch. I had this plan the whole time.
Yeah.
And you ruined everything. And so you two kind of hit it off.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
And then it's cameras down, whatever. And you're like, well, what?
That was really fun.
What now?
What now?
And... I'm like, well, I don't know. What are you doing for the holidays? It's December 23rd.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm actually not doing anything just because I work during the holiday. You know, we have the show and such.
We don't have the show tomorrow.
Well, but we kind of.
Today's the last day. We're off tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm not working, but I'm resting from working. Or I'm free, really, if someone offered. If someone wanted to.
And that's when Cynthia comes in and she's like, the big bosses want to speak.
Oh.
To both of you. And we get called into the big bosses and they start kind of making an argument that the segment was a disaster.
Right.
Because you were drunk the whole time.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be like, who's not drunk when they're dating?
You guys, were using expletives on air.
Because I'm dating.
You said you'd rather hang yourself from the tallest building in Manhattan than kiss that one guy.
I'm not going to kiss someone I'm not interested in.
But that was the first thing you said to him. He asked you your favorite book and you said, I'd rather hang myself from the highest building in Manhattan.
I didn't want him to get his hopes up. Okay. I wanted him to know it was a no go from me.
Okay. Well, he's been hospitalized.
No. Because
he was running out of here so fast. He got hit by a car on his way out the door.
I didn't mean
so. We're receiving
that.
A lot of complaints.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay. So what we're going to need from you is you to redevelop yourself into a more wholesome vibe. Okay. So what we're going to start with, you have a boyfriend now. Meet Grant.
Oh.
This man will be playing your boyfriend.
Oh.
Okay. You'll be attending his family holiday.
Wow.
Okay. Cameras will be there. You will act like they're not. Everything is going to be leaked via TMZ.
Wow.
You're going to not drink.
Oh.
The whole time.
Okay.
No pills.
Wait a sec.
No marijuana.
Now.
And absolutely no cocaine.
Now, cocaine makes me happy.
Okay. It makes everyone happy, but you know what?
All right.
Grant is your cocaine now.
Okay.
And you're going to snort him up like he's the fattest lion you've ever had.
Okay.
Okay, because if you don't, come January 1st, you're going to be working at the at QVC Scranton.
No.
Okay? You're going to be at the local Scranton station.
Okay, don't threaten Scranton.
Okay, and you think you couldn't get dick here? Wait till you get to Scranton.
All right, okay, I hear what you're
saying.
There's
not a 6'2" guy
in sight.
In sight.
It's a very short region.
Okay, in Lackawanna County.
I know that, and I know that. I think it's the water, they say.
That it's something in the Poconos water.
Short.
And I say, well, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah, what about Philippe?
Sorry. What about Philippe?
Stu?
Philippe is fine.
Philippe.
What about him?
But what are you going to do?
I guess I'm along for the ride.
Me?
Shocker. I'm not the lead in this one.
Can you come?
I guess I have to, right? That's what the homo is for. And so I get in the back of the van, or I'm driving. I'm like the Uber driver for you and
wait a sec.
Grant.
Wait a sec.
And I'm like, what part of Connecticut do you live in? And he is like, my family's in Greenwich. I'm like, of course.
Of course you are.
And you are parked right up because you love wealth.
Actually, I really do. I go, oh, you guys have money? That's awesome.
And it's so exciting. We're driving. He's like, this is it. It's an apartment complex. I say, I'm sorry. Why are we doing it at an apartment complex?
Yeah.
I thought you were from Greenwich, Connecticut. And he's like, I am. My parents run the deli in town. We're not from the wealth. And I'm like,
this is a twist.
Okay.
Yeah, we're both like, okay.
Do they even have the apartment decorated? And he's like, they take very good care of things, but let's go to the deli. That's where they always are.
And you huddle me aside almost like a Bachelor producer, and you're like, we're gonna have to rent a house. We're gonna have to rent.
I'm like, don't worry, I have a couple of
leads. I have a backup plan. We're gonna rent a house. Okay,
we get to the deli.
Okay,
it's a very classic deli. Stunning.
Okay.
It looks like, have you ever seen the movie The Untouchables? That's the reference I don't think you'll get.
No.
Have you ever seen Christmas with the Cranks?
Yeah.
Remember the grocery store at the beginning?
Yeah.
That is what it looks like.
Okay.
It's like a very wholesome, beautiful deli.
I love that.
Christmas with the Cranks is the first movie I ever bought on Amazon. But anyway.
Wow. I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's very cute. Okay. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, this could do. He's like, okay, we better get to work. And you're like, excuse me? And he's like, I always help out my parents around the holidays on the deli.
My parents and my brother who runs it normally. And I'm like, brother. And then all of a sudden this guy comes out. Okay. And the thing is, he's ripped. You can't
see all that meat.
You can't see, like, he's wearing a sweater. It's like a gray sweater, and it's tight in the arms.
Love that.
The biceps specifically. And his sleeves are rolled up a little bit. But you can just tell this man has a body. You know what I mean? He's wearing dark jeans. He's got a baseball cap on backwards.
Whoa.
I know. And he's throwing a thing of meat down. That's heavy. And I'm like, whoa-wee, whoa. And he's like, hey, I'm Darren. I'm Grant's brother. And I'm like, how are you? And he's like, I'm good, thanks. You seem weird. And I'm like, okay, everyone's got a little spice to play, you know? And he's like, should we turn on Christmas music? I feel like we should. So he starts turns
on. And I say, sorry, we're going to have to turn that off because of the copyright. We're filming.
Oh. He's like, should we listen to Mariah Carey super quick?
We're filming.
Okay. He's like, sorry.
I guess we can listen to old hardened Christmas carols that don't have copyright on them.
Okay. Scrooge. That's what he says, Scrooge.
And I go, what the fuck did you just call me, you little batshit piece of shit?
And he's like, whoa. And he goes over to you, and I hate to say it, but he's taller than you.
That seems impossible.
Yeah, he's like 6'3", so he's kind of like putting his chest up and looking down at you, and I go, whoa.
And I go, keep rolling in case I have to use this in court.
He's like... And he's like, don't make me throw you against the wall.
What?
In like a fun
way. And I'm like, wow, that's a major
violation.
Transition in the vibe.
He's like, I'm just being fun.
Okay.
All right, good to see you. All right, so he keeps working. I'm like, that guy is hot.
He threatened to throw me against a wall.
I wish he'd throw me against a wall.
And Grant is standing beside you and is like,
he's
gay.
That's
my brother.
Yeah. He's like, that's my brother who's gay.
And we're supposed to be in a relationship.
I'm like, all right, but we're acting, right?
And I'm like, guys, the cameras are rolling.
All right.
Can you be wholesome for 5 fucking minutes?
I'm like, wow, this turkey looks so good. You cut it here and the deli? That's really wonderful. I'll have a big turkey sandwich, please.
No, you're working.
Oh, I'm working. Okay, I'm just making the sandwiches.
You're working at the deli for the Christmas season. That's what the special's about.
I've got a cute little hat on.
We have to revamp your vibe.
I get it.
So you ordering a sandwich to eat immediately upon your first day working at the deli is not going to benefit
us. Not
going to
go
well. In the ratings.
They're like, will you wear a hairnet? I'm like, do I have to? Yeah. Sorry, but I do.
You have to wear a hairnet.
Okay, so I put my hair in a hairnet. And then I'm making a sandwich. I'm like, would you like anything, sir?
Yes, I would love... a roast beef with mayo, pickles.
It goes slower. Roast beef.
Roast beef, mayo, pickles, mayo. Lettuce, tomato, onions. Can you caramelize the onions very well? I want the bread toasted. Not burned, but toasted. Ciabatta if you have it. And the roast beef, I don't want it to be bloody. If it's bloody, I'm going to send it back.
Okay.
And we kind of montage this.
We montage
different
it.
People ordering things. You're having a very stressful day. You're getting a real slap in the face of reality.
Really, truly, I am.
And that's when the cameras are down.
Thank God.
You and Grant are in the back. You're in the break room. You're enjoying a cigarette, a good old American camel. And you say, I don't know how you do it. And that's why I have to do random modeling gigs like that, because I'm naturally handsome, but I have to take care of my family's deli. And you're like, oh, so you live here all the time? He's like, yeah, my apartment's actually upstairs.
I go, you live above a deli?
Well, I own it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Is it convenient? Can you get anything you want at any time?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's cool.
And he's like, do you want to have some wine upstairs?
Yeah, I'd love that.
And again, I had told you no drinking. Oh, but you're like, well, I can't drink, but I could break a rule or two.
But I actually love breaking rules.
So you guys go upstairs.
Okay.
Wine night. Things are going on. I'm like, where is she? Where is she? The gay brother, Darren.
You're with Darren. And Darren's like, I think she's upstairs with my brother.
And I'm like, of course she is.
Want me to make that sandwich you ordered? No.
Why did you say it like that? You said it like you were going to fuck me.
Well, I just meant it was a complicated order, but I think I'd get it right.
I ordered that sandwich 9 hours ago.
Yeah, but you never got it. She messed it up 15 times and then had to move on.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't actually want that sandwich. I was just trying to throw her off.
Oh, well, you did it.
Yeah. I didn't even remember what I said. I was just really trying to
make it
fire things at her like I do to Subway employees to make them go crazy.
Wow.
It's a pastime.
Why not? I guess. You're really cute.
Oh. Who are you talking
to? I'm talking to you. I think you're really cute.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Well, it's awkward.
Sorry that I think you're cute. You wouldn't say that?
What?
You're really cute.
Would I say? Are you asking me are you asking Chris Burns?
I guess I'm like, I think it's a good move to just tell somebody I think you're really cute.
I don't know if it's a good move.
I think it's a good move because then everyone's going, oh.
Would you ever do that? Tell a woman you're really cute as a pickup line?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Totally, especially if...
I feel like, maybe it would work, actually. If they were cute, I would take it.
I'm much more verbal than I am physical. Like, some people don't say that stuff. They just touch your arm. I'm not going to touch your arm.
I'm big on body language.
You are? See,
I read body language very well.
I'm bad at, my body language says, don't you dare touch me.
Like, I'm very, I'm hyper aware of my body language.
Okay, my body language is defensive, and that's why I say verbally things like, I think you're cute, or like, I'm having a good time. I'm saying don't look at the way I'm standing or sitting. Listen to what I'm telling you.
But I'm like, actions speak louder than words.
I understand that, but my body just, that's what happens. So I try to just say verbally, like, that's how I'm feeling.
See, and I'm the opposite, where I'm
so you would verbally touch someone's abrasive. Hand? So you would touch my arm or something?
Yeah.
Do it.
If I was like, okay, if we were like having a conversation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You would? That's so brave. I think that's so brave. But
I feel like it can also be a friendly.
I have to tell you, I don't think I've ever, like, I'm talking about like on the first date. So I don't have confirmation.
I would do that in with a stranger.
Oh, but like, okay,
if I was trying to be flirty.
I'm really bad at like touching when I'm trying to be
flirty.
Like
a gentle like shoulder.
I can't do it. I'll tell myself, I'll be like, touch his arm. And then my hand will be like, no.
Because if someone touches my arm, I'm like.
Well, that's why. So I freak out. I like can't do it. Maybe I'll get better. But like I normally don't touch. I would rather say something.
Okay. So he said you're really cute.
So that's what he said.
Okay.
So
I'll take it. I'm into it.
He's like, I think you're really cute.
And I'm like, stop.
Oh, my God. And then he's like.
And we just start making out. It's the gay world.
Oh, my God. Well, the real world, too.
And we're running out of time. So we're just making out on top of the deli meats.
Wow.
And you're upstairs romping around
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The next day, we're both in, interestingly, very good moods.
Yeah. We are bopping around. I'm like.
You're the most helpful deli employee that's ever worked there. You're stocking shelves.
Wait, you forgot your two pickles. They're complimentary.
I'm smiling. I'm chipper. I brought everybody coffee.
You're like, who needs anything? God, Christmas is fun.
I love it. And then things are going well. Okay. Yeah, montage. Maybe we go out on a date. I'm like, this is really working.
Wow.
Then a woman comes in. She's a beautiful red-haired raven. And says, I'm here to see my husband.
And I'm like,
Grant. And you get very upset, obviously. You storm out before he can answer. And I'm like, you fucking wily piece of shit. Yeah. She already left, whatever. And he's like, that woman is my ex-wife. She's crazy. Blah, 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 blah. We've been broken up for years. It's a whole thing. Okay. I'm like, well, it's going to be Christmas. It's supposed to be the deli countdown.
The deli countdown.
Of course, everyone comes to the deli to see the Christmas tree light up at midnight on Christmas Eve in this town.
Of course they do.
And so I'm like, we have to just do it. Just put on a brave smile. Do it. You have to. Okay. And okay.
I'm like, okay, I am going to have a drink or two then.
And I'm like, listen, you can do whatever you want. Just get through it.
Okay.
And then we're on air. Okay.
Great.
And like, he said it's his ex-wife. You're like, I don't believe him. I don't believe him. Okay. And then we go to light the tree.
Okay.
And he is dressed as Santa. Okay. And he plugs in the thing. And you're like, I just wish I had a love this Christmas, is what your face says.
That's what my face says.
Outwardly, you're like, Merry Christmas.
And the pickles are complimentary.
And then Santa's like, all the pickles? And you're like, don't be a pervert. He lowers his beard. It's him.
Right.
And he's like, what happened? I'm really interested in you. I love you.
Your wife showed up. That's what happened.
That's my ex-wife. She's been obsessed with me for 10 years. We've been divorced for 5.
I don't trust men that say my ex is crazy.
I didn't say she was crazy.
Okay, but I feel like you insinuated that.
I said that she showed up here.
Okay.
Calling herself my wife after we've been divorced for 5 years. So if you insinuated that to be crazy, maybe she's crazy.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm crazy for you.
Oh my God. I don't know. I'm feeling scared.
We've never had
an issue.
A deli employee as dedicated as you.
Really?
Yes. But people have been coming far and wide because they hear about how delicious the sandwiches are.
And they say,
what's the special ingredient? And I have to say,
it's me.
It's love.
Oh.
Of a beautiful woman.
Stop.
And pickles, homemade. I'm like, roll the tape.
Yeah, roll the tapes.
And then he gets down on one knee and he's like, will you make me the happiest deli man ever and become Mrs. Boar's Head? And that's when we find out he's part of the Boar's Head fortune.
No, and he is wealthy.
He's been wealthy the whole time. He just wanted to find a girl who loved him for him.
Pickles and all.
And I go, wait, does that mean your brother's also a Boar's Head? Because I wanted some. When I said I didn't want anything serious, I didn't mean that.
I was kidding. I meant let's lock this down.
Yes. If I could get pregnant, I would.
Yeah, exactly. We're having this baby. And so it cuts to Christmas where the tree's lit up. And then it cuts to New Year's. Everyone's cheersing and they go to 2 engagements.
And then you go to cheers and then he whispers, is that hard cider? And you go, yeah. Because when you made a joke about being pregnant, it turned out you were. You got pregnant in the first time.
Wow.
And so you cheers. As you cheers, the glasses come away. It is... a year later, okay?
Okay.
And it is New Year's 2025. And
wow.
You have a baby.
I have a baby.
And I'm holding your baby. And I say, I can't believe mine's going to be here any day now.
I can't believe that.
And we have to go pick her up from the orphanage.
Of course.
of course. And we're wearing diamonds.
Big ones.
And we're in a mansion.
Oh, my God.
Because it's Boar's Head.
And I go, extra pickles, please. And I look right at the camera and I wink.
And then we pan out. We're a shot in a shot. And Extra Pickles, Please is the name of our what reality show that is number one on all streaming platforms.
Oh my God.
Okay. And the show is called, the movie is called
Pickles, Please. A Pickly Christmas.
A gherkin holiday.
What's gherkin?
A type of pickle.
Oh.
You've never heard of gherkin?
No.
Jerking your gherkin?
Ew. No, I never heard of that.
Yeah, they're like it's a pickle.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
All right.
Happy holidays.
What a happy, happy holiday.
And I want to get fucked by a deli man.
Me too. Let's get fucked by deli men. Next time we're on this, we'll be like, so Chris and I got fucked in a deli.
And now we have disease.
And I wouldn't recommend it. But it was a fun time.
Ham on the skin is not great.
It's not good for your skin.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.